like sands through the hourglass. These are the bands of your life.
It's brought to us by Globe Life. Who is your beneficiary? A site special for P1s, globelifep1.com. For details on what Globe Life can offer you, globelifep1.com. We're doing it a day early this week because we've got a Cowboys game tonight, so tomorrow will be all Cowboys all the time here on the program. So this normal Tuesday feature is on a Monday morning. And who better to be our super special guest star this week in an unusual week than Ty Walker from Afternoon Ticket Ticker fame.
Oh, boy.
Hello, Ty.
Musers.
Ty.
How are you?
Good. What's going on? Thanks for having me on.
This is very exciting because Ty has been at the station for a long time. What, 5, 6 years?
17 years.
17 years. That's quite a long time. Great run. Yeah. Manning the ticket ticker booth in Afternoon Drive. He's a fixture. He's very entertaining. Ty, I happen to find you funny, even if George doesn't. But I think,
I've come around on Ty. I think he's funny. I said that a long time ago. I think it was year one when I said that.
Thank you, George.
When I said there's a lot of funny people in the ticket, Ty Walker's not one of them. I still feel bad about that.
Oh, and the P1s never forget to remind me about that.
I'm sorry.
Ty, are you talking into a microphone or just your laptop?
I'm talking into my microphone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I don't think you've selected microphone. I think it's still going through a laptop microphone. But let's move on.
Ty, we're excited about having you join us this morning. You are the great beast at first base. And I don't know if this is your natural environment, your natural habitat, picking these bands, going through this list, telling us about your musical journey. Did you have a problem with this, or was this an exciting undertaking?
It was a little of both. It was hard to pick, but I was excited as well. But yeah, I'm sure I'm not the first one to say that it's difficult to try to pick from this list that you gave me. So we'll see. It's very controversial.
Well, let's see how controversial the list is. Let's start it with band that you hate.
Yeah, this is one of those that we have many friends that love this band and follow this band around, and I can't do it. So, Jer, if you want to fire it off, and let's hear this band.
Yes!
I'm so with you.
Ugh.
You hate this band. Incredible musicians.
Dave Matthews has taken to the shorts in this poll.
I know it.
I didn't like him before he threw poop out of his tour bus, but after that, I really didn't like him.
I think I missed that story.
You don't remember when his band...
Like Chicago or something, they were on an elevated bridge, and they opened up the... relieved the toilet on the RV.
It's not as if Dave Matthews himself hit the switch, though.
We don't know that.
Yeah, but George, if you're motivated to dislike someone, you'll find any pretext to do it.
Yeah.
Don't you know how the world works yet?
Yeah, that's right. Forgot about that.
Now I thought he pulled the lever.
I thought when you said he threw poop out of the bus that he was just playing music. His songs were going out of the bus.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You could probably go that way, too.
You don't Matthews song?
No, okay. I don't. All right. And they're just... Yeah, and there's a group of friends that we have that they... Wherever he tours, if it's in Texas or close, they go to every show. And I'm just like, I don't understand it. I do not understand it at all.
Maybe if you went, you would get it.
Maybe, but I'll never go, so I won't know.
Can I give you my theory on Dave Matthews Band? I think they are the Tina Fey of rock and roll.
I don't.
No, bringing Tina Fey into
that.
This.
Because.
They're not even rock and roll.
Whatever. Tina Fey of pop music.
All right.
Because people think that they have to like them. Because somehow the MacBook coffee sipping crowd adopted Dave Matthews, and for no reason. They just adopted them. And then it's hard to criticize them because then the MacBook crowd closes their MacBook, stares at you as they sip their coffee, and they say, "You don't know anything about music." And it's the same thing with Tina Fey.
Very confusing.
Poor Tina Fey. She's brought into so many cases, other cases.
All right, Ty, band you think is overrated?
All right, now this one is going to be extremely controversial, so I hope the P1s will applaud me for my courage to bring this to the airwaves. So, Jer, if you want to fire this off.
What in the heck, dude?
There you go.
My God.
Overrated for 60 years of rock and roll?
Yep.
Well, like, Dave Matthews is the Tina Fey of music. The Rolling Stones are the Frank Gore of music. They've
well, that's
been
not
around
such a bad thing.
They, a good band. I'm not saying they're a bad band. I'm just saying when you're around as long as they are, you can't help but be overrated.
Can't help it.
You can't help it but be overrated, George.
Okay.
They're okay.
You just never really got it. You never really got into.
They're a good band. Are they great? I mean, they've been around for a while. Okay. All right.
You were bringing
told you. I hope. Please appreciate the courage I have to bring this to the air.
I thought you were going to say you too, and we were going to have a big fight.
No, I like you too.
That is maybe the most courageous answer to band you think is overrated that we've heard so far.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty bold.
Take on the Stones.
Let me ask you this. Do you think they're overrated now, or do you think in their peak album producing years they were also overrated?
I think now. I think you look back and with a nostalgia of what they've done, and I'm like, and they get put on this pedestal, and hey, again, I don't hate them. I think they're a good band. I just don't think that they deserve all the adulation they get.
Have you ever listened to a Stones live album at its entirety?
I have not.
I encourage you to do that. And if we start having big concerts again,
go.
They still hold up when it's an amazing live show. Saw just a couple of years ago. They're still really good live.
Maybe I need to check one out live. Maybe that would change my mind. But
maybe.
Right now, eh.
Ty Walker, ladies and gentlemen.
I know.
Band
again, courage.
Too,
courage. What?
Band, do you think is underappreciated?
I am a child of the 80s, and so I've always loved this band, and I think they get a little bit of credit for what they've done, but I do think they're underappreciated. So fire it off, Jer.
Okay.
Tears for Fears.
They had some good tunes.
Yep.
This one's Roland Orzabal, right?
Bingo.
Yes.
Curtis Smith. Was that the other guy's name? Kurt Smith. He sang Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
You're obsessed with Roland Orzabal.
I am. That name has just always twisted my mind into a pretzel.
And this is one of my favorite songs. This song right
here. That's a good tune.
It's a good tune. But yeah, they're underappreciated. I think they...
Yeah, it is.
I am here as you are.
Yeah, it's very similar.
But isn't music just ripping off everybody else anyway?
Sure,
all
sure
everybody.
It is.
That's what it all is. That's what it all is. But yes, I love Tears for Fears, and I think they come up when people go, "Oh yeah, I remember Tears for Fears." I think they get kind of lost sometimes in the shuffle.
You're listening. Pretty amazing, Gordo. I never thought about that
See
before.
There?
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Ty Walker, Bands of Your Life. All right, Ty, band that you love.
I love this band, and so recent events have caused great pain in my life, so fire it off, Jer.
That was a tough one last week.
It was a real tough one. 14-year-old me was taking it pretty hard.
Eddie Van Halen, overrated?
Oh my God.
Come on.
What?
Come on.
What?
Dude.
I'm allowed to talk.
The body's not even cold yet.
Yeah. Give the man a break.
Gus Johnson told us last week that he would have been entertained by the first half of Texas OU.
He would have been.
Let me ask you, Ty, since you're a big Eddie Van Halen fan, do you think he ever watched 1 second of an OU Texas game, ever?
Maybe in flipping the channel on the TV on a Saturday, maybe it stopped for maybe 5 seconds. Does that count? Maybe.
Was he a sports fan? Counts. I don't know if he was a sports fan.
I don't know if he was or not, no.
I thought I saw a picture of him at a Lakers game.
Okay.
But that might be the extent.
But you never saw him at the Cotton Bowl in October for
with a foam finger and or hook of horns.
Giving horns down.
And his helmet that had the two beers on the side, he was just fired up.
Well, condolences on your loss.
Yeah, sorry.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Pressing through.
Yeah.
Did you ever see them?
You know, I tried to see them when I was in college in Oklahoma City, and I think Sammy Hagar got sick, so they canceled. And then I saw him later, but then it was Gary Cherone was their lead singer, so it doesn't really count.
The guy from Extreme?
Yes. That doesn't really count.
Yeah. All right, next up is band you can listen to over and over again.
Another 80s band that I could have put in bands that I love, but it's probably right up there with Van Halen, so fire it off, Jer.
Greatness. I think this is their best song.
Oh, yeah, this is their best song. Always drained me, though. Now, this part's great.
Yep.
Yeah, Men at Work. They are awesome, and I've wanted to see Colin Hay. In fact, I was going to see him. He was coming to town in May, but then the Pandy got the tour, so
so his hopefully eyes he went two different directions. But.
Yeah, well, man, I don't know.
Well, they do.
Just let people have their own look with their eyes and their teeth.
Exactly.
Let them go about their lives.
That I find
let people
is
have
interesting
eyes.
About him.
He's got such a cool voice.
Yeah. An amazing voice. And when he goes, I love when he just jumps up like a whole octave.
And it's just, you know, they just had so much good stuff in the 80s. Much stuff and things. Good stuff that they had in the 80s that just, I mean, that filtered through that entire decade that I love.
Yeah, this song still holds up.
All right, band that made you fall in love with music.
I was born in 1970, so this band was pretty popular in the late 70s and really got me to fall in love with music. Hit it, Jer.
Bee Gees have done well over the past couple of months.
Love the Bee Gees. It's good roller skating music.
Oh, yeah.
Such roller skating music.
Little couple skate.
Always kind of creeped me out, though.
As a kid, just wondering what the like, how high voice thing was.
Yeah, just this song right here. I remember when I was a kid, just like, I don't know.
No, they were the for a seven-year-old me, they were the epitome of cool. They looked cool,
really?
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Barry Gibb with that big hairy chest and his all that hair on his head. And he was good-looking guy.
They had it going on in 1977.
All right, band that surprised you.
This is a band over the last probably year or year and a half, 2 years that I've gotten to know more. I saw a documentary on them, and I knew the hits, but diving deeper into their catalog surprised me a bit. So fire it off, Jer. Excuse me, what was that?
Great riff.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Try it.
What is this documentary?
You know, I don't have the name right at the top of my head, but I watched it a couple years ago, and it's... You know, it's your typical Lynyrd Skynyrd to an extent of just their history and the plane crash and how the band, you know, pushed forward through that. But during this documentary, they played numerous songs off of all of their albums that I had never heard and didn't know about. And so that just got me more fired up about the band.
Okay.
Is it If I Leave Here Tomorrow?
Yes, that's it. That is
yeah, I've heard that's
it,
good.
George.
I need to watch that.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I know.
Corby wants to know.
All right, now let's find out Ty Walker's guilty pleasure.
All right, well, this one, okay, again, courage to bring this to the airwaves, so let's applaud my courage.
We're in a safe space here.
Okay, all right, fire it off here. Olivia Newton-John. I love Olivia Newton-John.
This song used to throw me.
Got my lighter up.
You'll still crank this one up, Ty, and put your hand out the window?
Oh, absolutely.
Do the air dolphin.
Absolutely. Man, she was. It started because seeing her in Greece, and I thought she was the most beautiful woman I'd ever seen in my life.
But that was the worst movie of all time.
Well, no, it's a great movie, sir. Please,
Ty Walker's right on this. Listen to this man's wisdom.
I shall believe this man. Yeah, in her peak during the Greece years, she was as cute as it got.
Yeah, she had a good one for sure.
Yeah, so that started it, and then the music started coming out, and I was hooked. And I love Olivia Newton-John.
Let's watch Xanadu together.
Yes.
Have you ever met her?
Skate.
This is basically just repackaged ABBA, isn't it?
Maybe that's why I hate it so much.
Where's she from? She's from Cleveland?
Yeah, no fill in there.
Australia.
Australia.
Hey, have you met her?
Have I met her?
Yeah.
No, I've not. That
would
be
like
a dream
to
come true. Oh, I would.
I think we can
absolutely
make that happen.
Do
How
it.
Can we make that happen?
Ticket stock, whenever we have a ticket stock, once we're done with the pandy.
She is 72 years old now.
Yep. Still would.
Would what? Have her ticket stock?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, she's still
anytime.
Relevant.
All right, Ty, finally, great band to see live.
I almost picked Weird Al Yankovic, but I've only seen him once. He is great, but the band I picked is actually one that I've seen numerous times, including the first show I ever saw live in my entire life in 1987. So, yes, great band to see live. Fire it off, Jer.
Wow.
Yeah, I've got a friend who's seen him probably 30 times.
I've seen him about 7 times.
Ever. Yeah.
They kicked so much
totally
ass.
Got Def Leppard. I thought the songs were catchy. I just never really got into it.
Hey, Ty, have you ever met any of the band members?
I shook the drummer's hand, and he took off, and I'm still shaking his hand.
Jeez.
Anybody?
No.
Anybody here?
That was a shame.
No.
That line.
I felt bad for him. Hey, the guy
people
made
missing
a,
limbs. That's
the guy
your
made
victims
a
more than anybody.
Full comeback. Isn't that pretty impressive?
Yeah, it's amazing.
He stayed
he plays
in
with
the
his
band
feet
and continued drumming. And I think that's incredible. I support
feet.
Him. Unlike you, yeah.
What got and you does hooked? Pyromania? Is that the one that really got
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah. Again, that was about 7th grade, and that was the cool thing. Everybody had the Pyromania tour shirt, and it was awesome. And they're awesome. You need to go see them live. Check them out.
I'm going to start wearing that Union Jack cut off tee that he wore all the time.
Yes.
Ty, I would give you 2 thumbs up for your list.
No doubt. Way to go, Ty.
Thank you. Again, applaud my courage. Don't mock me.
It is one of the most courageous lists that we've had yet.
There's a chicken in here.
Ty, anything you'd like to plug about your afternoon tickers today?
There'll be few and far between because we're off at 5:30. So if you want to catch those tickers, you better catch them early.
All right,
bring it.
Thank you, Ty.
All right, thanks, guys.
Ty Walker.
There he goes, the great Ty Walker, afternoon ticket ticker fame. Another edition of Bands of Your Life.